My name's Kumran Dar, and I'm 16 years old. I'll be 17 in 2 weeks. And I live in Birmingham in King's Heath. And I went to school in King's Heath, actually a few roads away, King's Heath Primary School. And then I went to secondary school, Queensbridge, which is also a few roads away. So I've always been quite local to this area. But I have a wide friendship group all from all over Birmingham. And yeah, I like Birmingham a lot. Also, my dad's from Pakistan and my mum's from Mauritius. And the kind of diverse family that I have, of all different multicultural family, has allowed me to grow up and, of course, have a multicultural friendship group of white, black, and Asian. And I think that's a great quality of mine. First memory of my dad would... Actually, yeah, the first memory of my dad would be on demonstrations. We'd go on demonstrations. I wouldn't remember what it was particularly about. I was really, really young. And I just remember seeing loads of crowds, and I would hold on to my dad's hand really tight because there would just be floods of people down roads and big microphones and flags waving. And I think it must have been like an anti-war demonstration. And my dad would put me on his shoulders, and I'd sit and I'd look past all the people, and I'd think to myself, I can't wait to be this tall. And my dad would be on a microphone, that was just a really good experience. And because I don't know, my brother might have been at school, or my brother might have been out with his friends, and my mom would have been elsewhere, that was some quality bonding with my dad from young, and also a really good experience. My dad was brought up in Pakistan, born there in Morga in Rawalpindi, and I know that from a young age he loved to run, and I think it started out because his school was really far and his parents would give him the bus fare, and being a little child he would go to the shop and spend all his bus fare on the sweets. And then he'd have to get to school on time just so he wouldn't get told off or hit by his teacher. And so he'd have to jog. And from a young age, he'd make these trips to school. And it would just be long lengths of jogging to school. Obviously, you can imagine in Pakistan where it's quite hot. And that was played a big part of his childhood in Pakistan. And then when he got to England... I think he was one of the only coloured faces in his school, and he stood out completely during the running teams, and the PE teachers were taken away by his stamina and long distance running, and that became a real hobby of his, and he loved it. And so everyone in his school, he'd beat them in the races, and then he started running for county. But obviously, having a traditional father who wanted a more stable career for his son, my dad didn't pursue that career. But I know from just general family outings and holidays that he still really does love running. And anytime we happen to be in a gym, or we've even got a treadmill downstairs, and he loves running and long walks. My relationship with my father at the moment is quite strong. I think it always builds on family holidays. And I know from myself and from many people who have told me that I have a lot of qualities passed down from my father to myself. One, I'm a real perfectionist. And I hate it when people try to stop me from getting something done when it's not finished. And I know that's just like my dad. So if I'm on my laptop, if I'm editing a picture, because I like to work on Photoshop sometimes, then I'll get annoyed if my mum calls me for dinner and tells me to stop. And the exact same thing happens to my dad in the front room when he's working on a flyer for his work. So in senses like that, I've got a lot of qualities that he has. Me and my dad's relationship is I learn a lot from my dad all the time. I always get advice, whether it be our 20-minute journeys to school where he drops me off, or whether it be sometimes on a Wednesday we'll go for cinema, buy one, get one free, and we'll go and watch a film together. And although it's not frequent, because he works really hard and he comes home late sometimes and whatnot, the time we do spend together, it's really good bonding.